Leviticus chapter 25. And the Lord spoke to Moses at Mount Sinai, and said, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, When you go to the land which I am giving you, the land will rest for a Sabbath for the Lord. For 6 years you will sow your field, and for 6 years you will prune your vineyard and gather its produce. But in the 7th year it will be a Sabbath of Sabbatic observance for the land, the Lord's Sabbath. You shall not sow your field, and you will not prune your vines. You shall not reap the produce of spilt grain of your harvest, and you will not harvest the grapes of your unpruned vine. It will be a year of sabbatical observance for the land. And the Sabbath of the land will be the means of food for you, for you, and for your servant, and for your maidservant, and for your hired servant, and for your lodger, who dwell with you. Also your cattle and the animals in your land will have all its produce to eat. And you will count yourself 7 Sabbaths of years, 7 years 7 times over, and you will have the days of 7 Sabbaths of years, 49 years. Then you will make proclamation with a ram's horn, as a rallying sound in the 7th month, on the 10th day of the month, on the Day of Atonement. You will make a proclamation with a ram's horn in all your land. And you will sanctify the 50th year, and you will proclaim liberty in the land to all its inhabitants. It will be your jubilee, and every man among you will return to his possession, and every man among you will return to his family. It is jubilee. It will be in the 50th year for you. You will not sow, you will not reap the produce of spilt grain in it, nor will you harvest the unpruned vines in it, for it is jubilee. It will be holy to you. In it you will eat from the produce of the field. In this jubilee year, every man among you will return to his possession. And if you sell an item to your fellow citizen, or buy from your fellow citizen, let no man extort his brother. You will buy from your fellow citizen at a value in inverse proportion to the number of years after jubilee. He will sell to you at a value in direct proportion to the number of years of income to run. The more the number of years, the more you may increase its price, and the less the number of years, the more you will reduce its price, for he will sell it to you according to the number of years of income to run. And no one may extort his fellow citizen, and you will fear your God, for I am the Lord your God. And you will observe my statutes, and you will keep my regulations, and carry them out, and you will dwell in the land in safety. And the land will yield its fruit, and you will eat your fill, and you will dwell in safety in it. And when you say, What will we eat in the 7th year, seeing we won't be sowing, and we won't be reaping our produce? I will command my blessing for you in the 6th year. And it will produce the produce of 3 years. And you will sow in the 8th year, and eat from the old produce until the 9th year, until its produce comes. You will eat old stored produce. And the land will never be sold, for the land is mine, for you are foreigners and lodgers with me. And in all the land of your possession you will exercise redemption of the land. If your brother becomes poor and sells part of his possession, and his kinsman redeemer comes to him, then he can redeem the thing sold by his brother. And if a man does not have a redeemer, but he can afford it, and he finds enough money for the redemption, then he will calculate the years of the item he has sold, and he will return the outstanding value to the man to whom he sold it, and it will return to his possession. And if he cannot afford sufficient to have it returned to himself, then his item sold will be in the possession of him who bought it until the jubilee year. Then it will expire in the jubilee, and it will return to his possession. And if a man sells a residential house in a walled city, then the right of redemption of it will be for a complete year from its sale. The right of redemption of it will be for those days. But if it is not redeemed within the elapsing of a complete year, then the house in the walled city will be established indeterminately for him who bought it. For his generations, it will not expire in the jubilee. but houses in villages which do not have a surrounding wall will be considered as the fields of the land. Such will be subject to redemption and will expire in the Jubilee. But as for the cities of the Levites, the houses of the cities in their possession, the Levites have an age-abiding right of redemption. And whoever of the Levites makes a redemptive claim on anything, then the sale of the house will expire, as will the city in his possession, in the Jubilee. For the houses of the cities of the Levites are their possession among the sons of Israel. And the pasture fields of their cities will not be sold, for they are their age-abiding possession. And if your brother becomes poor and loses his wealth, being of your community, then you will support him. Foreigner or lodger, he will live with you. Do not take interest or profit from him, and fear your God, and your brother will live among you. Do not lend him money at interest, nor give food for a profit. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, to give you the land of Canaan, and to be your God. And if your brother among you becomes poor, and he is sold to you, you shall not make him do the work of a servant. He will be as a hired worker or as a lodger with you. He will work for you until the Jubilee year. Then he will go out from you, he and his sons with him, and he will return to his family, and he will return to the possession of his fathers. For they are my servants, whom I brought out from the land of Egypt. They will not be sold as a servant is sold. You shall not rule over him with rigour, and you will fear your God. As for your manservant and your maidservant, who will be yours, from the Gentiles who are around you, from them you may buy a manservant or a maidservant, and also from the sons of the lodgers who live with you. From them you can buy servants, and from their families which are with you, whom they beget in your land, and they will be your property. And you will receive them as an inheritance, for your sons after you, to inherit them as a possession. You will put them to work age-abidingly. But as for your brothers, the sons of Israel, a man in relation to his brother, you will not rule over him with rigour. And if a foreigner, a temporary resident with you, becomes wealthy, and your brother alongside him becomes poor, and he sells himself to the foreigner, a temporary resident alongside you, or to the household of a foreign family, after he has sold himself, he will have a right of redemption. One of his brothers may redeem him. Alternatively, his uncle or his cousin may redeem him, or anyone of his kin in blood relation to him from his family may redeem him, or if he can afford it, he may redeem himself. And he will calculate with him who bought him from the year when he was sold to him to the year of the Jubilee, and the price of him being sold shall be according to the number of years. It will be with him as the number of days of a hired servant. If there are still many years to run, he will repay according to them for his redemption a large part of the sum for which he was bought. But if there remain few years until the year of the Jubilee, then he will calculate for himself, he will repay for his redemption according to his years to run. He will be with him as a hired servant from year to year. He will not rule over him with rigour in your sight. And if he is not redeemed by these means, he will go out in the Jubilee year, he and his sons with him. For the sons of Israel are servants to me. They are my servants, whom I brought out from the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.